systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, February 18th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And this is our motherfucking shit, episode number 156. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Tonight, my friend, Brayden.
No shit, Matt.
Brayden.
Matt.
Brayden.
Matt.
Yo.
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 Sup.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, what?
Happy anniversary. Oh. Hugs all around. Fuck yeah. We have been around for a whole motherfucking year. We started this show February 18th of last year with episode number one. It was god-awful and horrendous.
I'm glad I wasn't there for
you
that
You actually
one.
Still have... This is my one-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's
but
not
you,
mine yet.
You still have a few episodes.
It's the Jam Hole's one-year anniversary.
Right, exactly. So, oh man, I had, like, all these awesome ideas of all this shit I wanted to do. I wanted to go through, like, all of the episodes and write out all the news stories we did
yeah,
and then vote on them.
It kind of snuck up on me.
Well, that and I started doing it a little bit and I was like, this is going to take for fucking ever.
150 plus episodes.
Yeah, you know? Most of them are over an hour and a half to 2 hours. So there's over almost 300 hours of us just fucking talking shit. And it just, I just didn't do it.
Yeah, that's so much.
I know, especially since Danny's been around. I've been spending whatever free time that's not on the show with her, and it just, I wasn't into it. But
if we have any bored fans that want to go through there and write down all of our stories, go for it.
Yeah, either way, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you are listening live at jamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit. We'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-GOT-P. That's 4687, if you don't know letters. We got a few voicemails I'd like to play. Real quick, thejamhole.com/YouTube. Yeah, it is. Oh, fuck, where did that? Frankie Sino says, hey, Matt doesn't sound like a retard after getting his tongue pierced. I'm really trying
not to sound dumb.
Right. If you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube, the newest video I uploaded was from yesterday from the whole tongue piercing thing. It starts off with us here talking and then in the truck and then at the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm noticing it. Now, God damn you guys. But as soon as it was done, the call-in number is 406-204-4687, or you can Skype the Jam Hole. But, before, like, right after it was done, I thought it was going to be like that for a few days. And I was drooling and having such a hard time talking.
Yeah,
and
in the video you talked a little bit. It's just like, ugh.
Oh, I know. And then after that, like, you'll see in the video when we're sitting at the house, she's like, we should go eat first. And I'm like, fuck that. Let's just go do this right now. Let's just get it done.
Yeah.
So we get it done, and then I'm fucking hungry. I'm like, let's go eat. So she's like, all right, I'll take you out to celebrate or whatever. I'm like, all right. So we go to Barley's, which every time I go there, I always get the Cajun chicken sandwich or Cajun finger steak, something like that, nice and spicy. And I'm sitting there looking at what I want, and she's just doing the same thing. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to have this. And she's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, or maybe the fettuccine chicken Alfredo, because I can just slurp that down.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, just get the Cajun finger steaks. I'm like, yeah, I do want those.
Yeah.
She didn't fucking tell me that, oh, by the way, that Cajun seasoning and the A1 you're going to put on there is going to burn the holy fucking
shit. I think she just figured common sense would have told you that.
Right, but then,
because there's a
okay,
big hole in your tongue.
That's fine. But then you would have thought that after common sense did not tell me that, perhaps she would have been like, are you sure that's what you
want? I
don't
know. She's the kind of person who'll just let you just...
And she did.
Let
and
you
she
learn
was,
your lesson.
She's on Twitter now, thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I. But she, I guess I went back and read some of the shit she was typing in. I guess she was doing it while we were there eating. I didn't even notice. But she's like watching Matt eat like a retard. It's so funny. And wow. He ordered the Cajun. Watch this.
What an idiot.
Like, thanks, honey. Cool. I appreciate that. Because this is for you, not me. So fucking fantastic. But yeah, then after a while, like, I kind of got the hang of being able to talk now. I'm still kind of have to thinking about it more.
There's just some things that you'll sound a little weird.
And I've bit down on the ball like twice now, and awesome. That fucking sucks, crunch. Dude. So now, like, I'm eating the steak, and I'm just cutting it into smaller and smaller pieces, and by the end of the fucking dinner, I'm just, like, swallowing them like pills. Yeah. Like, I'm not even chewing.
I just want to get
She's like, you
stomach.
Have to chew that. I'm like, no, it fucking hurts, damn it. And I'm like, each one's getting chased by water to get rid of the Cajun shit. It was fucking awesome. I appreciate
that. Sounds
that.
Pretty awesome. Sounds,
it was pretty good. Awesome. So then after that, we go up to the fucking, the scoreboard, and Adam is down there playing karaoke and shit.
Take some shots while you're
Yes,
there.
I did.
How'd that feel?
That was fine.
Really? That didn't burn or sting or anything?
No, not at all.
Weird.
And I don't know. Maybe I think the Cajun burned off any of the fucking
all the nerves that were
showing. Yeah, any nerve endings that were left there were done. So I get there and we get a seat, and Adam comes in a little bit later, and he comes up to us and he's like, "Hey, my hard drive isn't being recognized," because I guess he has this external hard drive that all the karaoke shit's on. Mm-hmm. So we start fucking with it, and yeah, it's effed. It's
awesome.
It's spinning, but it's not spinning up all the way. So we get the idea. It's not like I have those enclosures that are made to have a hard drive put in it. Like, mm-hmm. The one he had, it's one piece. You can't switch hard drives in and out of it. So we're trying to take it apart to see, like, what the hard drive is and if we can take it out.
Yeah, what kind of hard drive it is.
Yeah, and just see if we can put it in the tower and stuff. And so we end up breaking that case and, like, pulling it out. And it's just this weird, everything's soldered on it.
So you can't do anything?
You can't fix fuck all with it. It's done.
Awesome.
So now we're sitting there trying to figure out how he's going to get, you know, the karaoke going. Because
all the music
shit,
that he had.
So then he's like, I have a hard drive at my house that has the backup on it, hopefully. So basically, long story short, I was there for 2 hours doing fucking computer surgery in this dimly lit, smoky fucking bar.
Cool.
Half fucking cocked on shots of Jamie's, trying to, like, just running back and forth. All the meanwhile, all these people are coming up like, I want to do this, or can I request this song? And he's getting pissed because his shit's broken.
Right,
and, like,
he can't do anything.
I don't care because I get home and all my shit's here working. That's fine. It's his shit.
You don't have to deal with it.
Right. So after fucking like 2 hours of fucking with that shit, messing with jumpers, rearranging fucking boot orders and all this fucking shit, we finally get it working.
Really?
And I'm just like,
after
ripping
it apart?
Yeah. I fucking fixed that shit. And it was like, I don't know. It made me remember why I hate doing that kind of shit. While it was happening, but then when you're done, and because it kept booting up and giving us this boot error, and like it was reading the wrong hard drive and shit, and it kept doing that. So then when you finally get it the right way and you boot it up and you're waiting, and finally the Windows thing comes up, you're like, yes, success. So that was pretty cool. And then what's her name? Danny was doing a little.
What's
fucking,
her name?
What's her name? Fuck you.
Whoever
she's at
she
work
is.
Right now. Her name's Danny. So she's like, I want to sing something. Come sing with me. And like the rest of the time we're there, she's bugging me to get up there and sing. I'm like, dude, my fucking mouth hurts. I'm going to lose my voice by the end of the night. I'm good.
You
and
have
I
a
just,
show the next day.
She's like, you can get in front of, you know, hundreds and thousands of people and do this show. I'm like, yeah, because I can talk. I know I can't sing. I'm not gonna fucking try it, you know? Like, I get it. It's all fun. Yeah. We're drunk and laughing at people. But
unless
I'm
they
just,
got, like, some Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
Like, I'm good. I could have did the Sir Mix-a-Lot song that everybody fucking knows, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm just,
awesome.
I was happy just sitting there watching everything. And then, especially after fucking with all that shit for a couple hours, I was hot and sweaty and smoky, and my tongue was like, ugh.
Plus, just after working on computers, the last thing you want to do is anything.
Yeah, I just wanted to fucking sit and chill. Yeah. So, I got one more thing I kind of want to talk about. I totally forgot to talk about on a Monday show when she was here, but let's play a couple of these voicemails real quick.
Hey, it's 26. I'm on vacation in South Carolina. Just want to let you know that I'm hating everything about life and almost everyone involved. So, yeah, I haven't been able to hear the show, and it's just not been cool. So
poor kid.
I know. Yeah. I feel bad.
Hey. Hey, it's okay.
Cheer
hey.
Up, guy.
Hey, guy.
Why would you go to North Carolina for vacation? What's in North Carolina?
Like, hey, you want to go to Dillon, Montana for vacation with me?
Fuck yeah.
I got a sweet little cottage out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Because we that's Dillon, Montana is we, a sweet
right.
little college.
It's, there's guns, a sweet little it. Cottage
yeah,
there.
That's it.
Right. Really? I bet it was his parents' choice, and it was one of those, okay, let's grab the kids and go, and the kids are like, oh, my fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds pretty happy.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Hey, Matt and Braden, it's Guardo calling. I just wanted to congratulate you guys. That was the correct answer. To laugh would be the right answer. So good on you picking laughter over orgasms.
That's right.
Now, just to explain, yeah, if you had picked laughter, it would just be a damn shame. And the way I conceived of it was that if you decided to no longer laugh, that would mean that you could observe something, see it as funny, but there would be absolutely no way you could laugh at it ever. You know, there would be
That'd
no
be like
drug
torture.
To take, no nothing. So good on you. And actually, Bobby and I identified one thing with that. Is that if you had decided that you wanted to pick laughter and no longer have any orgasms?
Did he hang up? Because it's still going. There's like still.
Sorry, my wife is calling. if you decided to continue to laugh, no longer had any orgasms, you could fuck your brain out and never actually finish. So. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. It would be just like being a woman. Later. Bye.
It'd just be like being your girlfriend.
That's awesome. Would we bitch all the time also? No, not
yeah,
all women
probably.
Do that, just most of them.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, that's fine. Like, if you could, that would be crazy if I... Like, if you said, or I saw somebody trip and fall and break their neck, and, like, I'm like, this is so funny, but I can't laugh.
Yeah.
Fuck!
That would be hell.
But, like, fucking and then not coming, that's, like, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I can fucking not come a lot easier than I would find something funny and not be able to laugh. That would
Yeah, that was a good question, though. And we decided that between us, Hotcakes, and Stereo Radiation, each week we're going to take turns coming up with a Would You Rather question. So on Friday, we'll pitch our question, because I think it's our turn, unless it's Stereo Radiation's turn. I don't know. But I think we'll go Friday, and we'll pitch our question, and then you guys can discuss it that week of your shows. And then when you answer it, you can toss in your question, and we'll just kind of keep going back and forth like that. All right, and then I think he called back again, so this is the last voicemail. 2 minutes.
Hey, my name is Braden. This is Guardo. Calling in to... Yo, Matt Braden. Hey, this is Guardo. I'm just sharing that story that I was alluding to on the chat there. Now, had a Skype chat with my dad this morning, who shared some crazy ass shit with me. Just backstory: my dad's in construction. He's a project manager for this huge housing project. And he's lived in Moscow for the past 19 or 20 years now.
Damn.
He just told me about some of his staffing issues, and this just blows my fucking mind. Staffing issue started off with him finding out that one of his really really good workers died of a heroin overdose a little while ago. Now that's not the main crux of the problem. One of the other problems is that that he found out that one of the guys who also works for him was smuggling heroin into the country.
Nice.
And that is who sold him the shit. Now that still is not the problem yet. The guy they were thinking that they were going to call the police and have him taken away. I guess he's from Tajikistan. and you know, it's easy to get heroin there and smuggle it in. But they were going to call the police, but it turns out they're not going to have to, because essentially, friends of the guy who's overdosed beat the living fuck out of this guy. So so you know, he's out for a little while. But that's the kind of issues my dad tells me he has to deal with on a fairly regular basis. So that's that. Later.
That sucks, dude.
For sure.
I don't understand what that has to do with you guys not being able to record a show. Or maybe he was saying it's not time for us to do our show yet, and I have this story and I want to tell it. That's crazy. And you know, like, I used to do that shit quite a bit, and I was kind of dependable as long as I had the drugs. But generally, people that are on that kind of dope, like, they're the most not dependable people ever.
Oh, yeah.
Or
they're fucked up all the time.
They can be the most dependable if you pay them in the drugs. If you're like, okay, I'll give you a little bit now, and then a little bit when you're done doing your work. I guarantee they will be the hardest fucking workers ever.
Well, yeah, because they'll be like, oh, fucking
it. Right. It's like dangling freedom over the heads of the fucking people that, you know, are locked up and shit. It's like, okay, if you do this one thing, you'll be free. And I guarantee it, they'll work so hard. Hi, caller, you're live. What's happening?
Hi, guys. It's Firefighter 6.
Oh, what's up, lady?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Our one-year anniversary. What do you think?
I wanted to say happy JM-hole birthday.
Yay! We're one.
we're 1 year old.
That's awesome. Still getting our asses kicked by these 3 and 5 and 6 year olds, but that's fine.
We haven't quite got our diaper off yet.
That's fine.
We're getting there.
Because once we get our diaper off.
I hope I see you in New York. Make sure you bring some t-shirts.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try and make it up there. I have vacation. Danny's got vacation. You'll just leave.
I'll just tell him I'm not coming to work for a while.
So, so far it sounds like we're going. We just got to get our plane tickets and shit, and I got to figure out what days we want to go, because I think we want to spend like a whole week there or something. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for 10 days.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah.
Nice. Is your friend the Grundle coming?
I think so, but I'm not staying with him.
Nice. Maybe we can all hang out. It'll be fun. But yeah, I tried to get Odie to go, but like I was saying before the show started, he's going to Hawaii or something, so that's his vacation.
That would be fun too.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have him wear a shirt like for the whole week before we go, and I'll just bring that with me and you can have it.
Thanks.
Just for you. Right on. So how's life?
Have a good show, guys.
Thank you. We will continue.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Holla back. Fucking A. That still, like, blows my mind. I'm looking through the notebook, and it's like, I only have this much left, and the last couple pages were from that Christian Lander interview.
Like, that was, you had another notebook before that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is from 66 to now.
Right.
Just a year. I'm still just baffled by that
shit. I know, the more I think about it.
Yeah, so yeah, if you guys do want to call in live, 406-204-4687, if you guys can understand what those numbers are with my fucking lisp. I don't know what Philly. So wow. Philly. Can you stop being so Philly? So yeah, the other thing I did want to mention that I totally fucking forgot to mention on Monday. So, this is so great. You know when you're in a relationship, air quotes, not
right.
Like, you know, whatever. So, you know, after a bit, you guys always, you talk about things, and eventually, I don't know, maybe it's just my relationships, but every single relationship I've ever been in, eventually, and usually within the first couple months, the question will come up. Do you know what question I'm speaking of?
I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
The question, how many people have you slept with? You fucked? How many girls have you fucked?
Yeah,
how
totally. Every girlfriend I've been with.
It's not how many girlfriends have you had. That was before.
How many people have you had sex with?
So she asked me that. See, Firefly Check says don't answer.
It's always a bunch. There's a series of questions you have to ask before you're allowed to ask that one. And it takes a while to get all those, you know, questions out there. So that's why it always.
And can we do this? Before that question is asked, can the relationship be a boyfriend-girlfriend thing? Not this, you're my not-boyfriend, you're my not-girlfriend. Like, then you don't get to ask that question. How's that? Let's at least lay that as a base right there first. So, and it's always never... Sorry, cat hair in my mouth.
What's that?
Licking the cat's ass again. Right. Fuck.
She kind of has that taken care
of. Well, she looked at me and she's like, hey, can you help me with this? I'm tired.
There's a spot I just can't get to.
Yeah. So, and always, it's never me that asks it because I don't give a shit. Like, whatever. That's in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, I might ask, so how many guys are you fucking currently?
Right. Just and hopefully it's just one.
Well, just so I can do my own little percentage statistical calculation in my brain that I'm like, okay, so I'm probably not going to get AIDS, but I might get herpes. You know, like, you just
got
to
what, one in four people
exactly
have?
Like, how many people are you fucking currently? Five. Okay, carry the one, so I have about a 43% chance of getting herpes.
Cool.
All right, cool. And then how many people are there fucking?
Right.
Like, it's a huge equation. It looks like a big dick when you're done with it, but it's a mess. So, she asked that, and I'm just like, this... You know,
drawing a blank.
More,
I don't know.
More than one and less than 2,000. Like,
yeah, it's somewhere in there.
Yeah. And I'm like, how many have you slept with? I'm like, you know, I would ask you, but I really don't care. And she's how many? And this goes back and forth for like 20 minutes.
I'm totally
avoiding the fucking question.
Uh-huh.
Firefly Chick says, even if you're my boyfriend, you cannot know. It is. It's unless
it's not
it's,
really that something you need to know.
Well, my thing, I think that if you're dodging the question, it's either because you've only fucked a few people or you fucked a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Right. So either way, it's like if it was like 12 or 13, you'd be like, oh, I've had sex with 13 people. So this goes back and forth. And I finally, like, I were kind of just walking, like, pacing around and shit. And mm-hmm. she's, like, messing with me, following me around. Like, how many? How many? How many? How many? Like, a fucking child.
Just go
she
away.
She was with this. Like, I was with the ice cream at fucking Rosar's.
Really?
Like, fuck, I want just cheese. Yeah, like, just total child. And
it's awesome.
So I finally grab her and I, like, throw her down on the couch. And I look into her eyes and I'm like, you really, really should not ask questions that you don't want to know the answer to.
Yeah,
she's like,
for sure.
Seriously, I want to know. And I'm like,
until you know it.
No, yeah, no, I don't want to tell you. And she's like, okay, if you tell me, I'll be your girlfriend. And I'm like, that's
really?
Low, you son of a bitch. That's fucking low.
Bribery? This is what you're thinking.
I'm like, that's
to?
Fine. You can just be my not girlfriend then. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That doesn't change anything.
Yeah, and she's like, tell me. I'm not going to quit bugging you until you tell me. So I look at her and I'm like, honestly, I don't know. Like, honestly, I lost track somewhere. And not saying that, like, I just don't remember. Like,
yeah,
I've
just
tried,
wasn't counting.
I've sat down, seriously. But because I traveled for Alamon, like, every state, like, there's always girls there and you're always, you know, doing shit. So I totally lost track. And so I told her, I'm like, you know, I've sat down many times and I've tried to just by names or just by, like, states. I'm like, fucking with an Excel spreadsheet here looking through the sort options. Like, how the fuck, what's going to be the best fucking way to do this?
Yeah.
And it's so weird because in a way that sucks. It's like, wow, you don't know how many girls your penis has been in? Like,
that
sucks.
That's great.
But on the other hand, it's like, for me, it's like, man, I've had a good life. I can't remember how many girls I put my penis in, you know? It's like, it depends. So I
well,
tell
yeah,
her.
It depends on if you're looking at it from your point of view or hers.
Yeah, Shazam says, the better question is, have you tested negative since the last person you fucked?
Yeah, that's
or
the
are
best
currently
one.
Fucking.
Right.
So, Frankie Sino says, categorizing by race. That's so awesome. Sort alphabetically A to Z down, numerical. Oh, fuck. Guarda says it's like a criminal record. It only counts after 18. That's true.
Yeah,
too.
That is, yeah.
And I remember, like, my first one, like, that I remember. And I remember the ones that I was with for, you know, a while. Like, you know, the crazy one and this and that. Like, I remember all of that. And I remember the recent ones. But there's a time frame in my life from about the time I was 16 till about the time I was, like, 24, maybe? I don't know.
You just don't really remember.
Granted, doing the drugs and shit like that kind of fucked with my memory some. So that probably helped a little bit.
Yeah,
so
probably.
I tell her that. I'm like, honestly, I don't remember it. And she's like, "Oh my god, I'm so glad you just said that." And
what?
I'm like, "Why?"
That is
and
not
she's
what I
like,
would have expected.
Because I don't remember either, and I'm glad that you weren't like, "Oh, 14 or something." Like, I'm glad you've been out there and you fucked a bunch, and now, you know, like, she was happy about it. Yeah. So I'm like, "I fucking love you. That's so awesome." And yeah, and then that went into the story I was telling on Monday about that, and then making
right.
her cut. Right. Okay. So that's how it ended.
I totally forgot. Yeah.
I forgot to tell you guys that, and I really wanted to because I thought that was just the most awesome thing. That not only was she not pissed that I wasn't like, "Oh, one, my last girlfriend and you, honey, just two. That's all I've ever fucked. Just you guys." And. You know, so it worked out good. And she was like, "You know, I've totally tried to sit down also and write them out." And she's like, "I just can't do it. I can't. There's been a good number." And that's really awesome that there's no children that came from all of that, you know.
It's good
fucking
news.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
So, yeah, then, went and got Pierce. Video's up on jamhole.com/YouTube.
Pretty sweet video.
And then, yeah, the karaoke, and then I woke up this morning at about 8:30, phone ringing. "Hey, you're late for work. This is your wake-up call." I'm like, "Hey, do you guys need me today? Because I know I don't have a route today." And they're like, "I'll let you talk to the owner," like my friend's dad. So they pass the phone, transfer the phone to him. I'm like, "I'm feeling really sick today, and since I don't have a route, I'd like to just rest." And I was coughing, and, you know, I feel better now, but when I first woke up, my throat was fucking and my nose was all stuffy. Like,
but since you had the whole day to sleep because you didn't go to work, you're all better now.
Well, that and the fact that we didn't go to bed till like, fucking 4 o'clock, because after we got home, she was fucking drunk. I'm not really, but kind of buzzed, but I was, like, totally straight to drive. Like, hey, I'm cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm cool.
I'm
no
cool.
problem.
Whatever.
So, yeah, we got back here, and then just, she was just wasted, like, playing music and, like, dancing around and shit, and then I was just waiting for the neighbor downstairs, because, you know, she just weighs a little less than I do, so when she's stomping around, too, so, and then
it doesn't take much for them to, you know, complain, get pissed off.
Right. And then it moved into the fucking bedroom, and then that, and we did it, and then fucking, and then, remember what she said? I can say this now because she's not here. Remember how she was like, "I don't like sucking cock. I'm never going to suck your cock. I don't like to." I'm like, "Have I ever asked you to?" And she's like, "Well, no." I'm like, "Well, I don't really care. I can close my eyes and grab my dick and watch a fucking cock getting sucked, and I can imagine that it's mine."
Yeah.
And, like, I'm good. That's
all it takes.
And, like, once you come, it's not like, that's it.
Yeah, it's,
like,
you're good now.
You totally continue on with your day.
Yeah,
so
you're
it's
done.
Like, I can fucking bug you and chase you around and be like, "Please suck my cock, please suck my cock," or I can just fucking take care of it.
Yeah.
And either way.
Take,
you know,
like, 5 minutes.
The end result's the same thing. Yeah, totally. So after that, Shazam says, "That's so not the same. Maybe for you, I have a good imagination." So there. And when she hears this, she's never going to do it again, I bet. But so that happened, and then we started doing it again, and then it ended up being like 4 a.m, and my back is like fucking bloody.
Nice.
You saw it. Just,
yeah.
It sucks. I had such a beautiful, smooth,
blemishless.
It's
just going to keep getting worse.
My back was like the picture perfect, just like it was a canvas, if you will. No blemishes, no hair, except for right down here. Fuck you, Frankie. And now it's just, it looks like a fucking mess. It looks like
apart.
A heroin addict just shot a bunch of fucking needles in.
You don't have any meth and you're scratching for bugs.
I know, it is, dude.
You're
fucking
picking
I turn
away.
Around and I'm like, I
fucking spiders,
so,
man.
I thought it was
I'm
someone
get them, I
creeping
swear.
Up behind me, but it's like, no, that's me. That's your back, dude. Yeah. Congratulations. But it's well worth it. So how are you?
I'm great.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened?
No.
No?
Just chilling? A lot of band practice.
Yeah? How's the band coming along?
I don't know. We don't really practice that much except me and John. John and I practice like every day, but everyone else is always fucking off.
Oh, and yeah, they're asking. Yes, she was very good at it, actually. Because that's what she said. She's like, "I'm just going to not do it, and then the one time I do it, you're going to think it was, like, the best ever. And I'm like, yeah, right. Fucking whatever. Mouth to mouth. But, yeah, she's fucking...
How awkward... Could you say that with her sitting there?
I think so. She probably would have said it, honestly. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, guys.
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
Read her fucking Twitters. You know. I should have fucking snuck a picture while she was doing it and been like, ping, send. What's the time? You know what I did today?
Fucking fuck, man.
All right. Today? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Today I went to McDonald's for lunch and I ordered a salad, lightly tossed, if you will. The man behind the counter looked at me and he said, quote, well, hey.
Hey.
Order a salad.
Yeah, can I get a salad?
Well, at least you're trying. And
excuse
then
me?
You say, fuck my life. Fuck no, my don't life. Say excuse me. What did you just say?
I don't understand.
I keep smacking my... That's going to take some getting used. That's going to... I'm going to listen back to this show and all I'm going to hear is this...
Tink. Tink.
Yeah, and it's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah, and then you're going to have a chip in your tooth. It's going to crack.
Yes. Today, my 4-year-old cousin gave me a hug. Basically stuffing his face into my crotch. What? Oh, he's 4. The little 4-year-old ran up, fucking, face in the crotch.
Nice.
Then, he pulled it out and said, ew, that's stinky, in front of my entire class. Fuck my life. What? Pulled it out. Oh, his head.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
he pulled his head out.
Ew, that's stinky.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wash your balls, bro.
Fuck, man.
Jesus. Or was it a chick?
I
it doesn't
it was a
say.
Chick.
It might have been a chick.
Wash your snack.
Maybe she was on the rag. He's like, ew, sushi.
Ew.
Gross.
Sounds like rotten tuna.
Today, my tattoo artist boyfriend of 5 months gave me my first tattoo in celebration of my 18th birthday. Was
sweet.
It a jam hole tattoo? She's going to give me a jam hole tattoo.
Really?
As soon as she gets a gun and some more ink, it's on. And we're going to tattoo you on your cheek. It'll be like a little butterfly,
not
but it'll be
all.
The jam hole logo. Yes.
No.
It was supposed to be a heart, of course, with my name in script. Fucking old English. The dog on the back. I love that. He spelled my name wrong. Fuck my life.
Wow. That's... can I get a refund, please?
Can you... what do you do?
How do you do that?
I guess depending on how big it is, but... You've been together for 5 months?
Wow.
Like, well... I guess it's like, hey, ask me what my cell phone number is. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. You're
fuck,
just Danny
just,
in the phone.
Yeah.
There's no number. I don't fucking know.
I
but
put it in. I saw it once when I put it in the phone.
You would think your name.
Yeah,
though,
that's
you
what,
know how to spell. Unless it's a weird fucking name or something.
But even then.
But, dude, it's a tattoo. Ask the bitch.
Yeah,
she's
make
right
sure.
There.
Like, how about you ask her just to make sure. Hey, can you
like,
spell
hey,
that for
is,
me
is
real
it,
quick?
Is it I before E except after C or.
Yeah, just, you know. Let me know.
Today, I was masturbating on my inflatable air mattress that squeaks when you move.
Awesome.
Suddenly, my mom busted in my room to ask if I'm okay because she thought the squeaking was my crying. I ripped my hands from my pants and turned on my side. She walked over and grabbed my hands to console me. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Hey, there, honey.
Yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah, why does your hand smell like
ew,
semen?
Ew, stinky. Giuseppe says, and there's my masturbation fuel for the night. Thanks. We do that every, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I try and throw her a bone, if you will.
Right.
We'll, right.
I,
like,
yes.
That one's for you.
Yeah.
Today, my father came back from a business trip in Canada, eh? He handed me an I Love Canada pen. He brought back an Xbox 360 for my younger brother. Fuck my life.
God, that is so
this
shitty.
Is, I got an Xbox and a pen. Okay, this is yours. Where's Daddy's little angel? Yay!
Yay, Xbox! Hey!
That sucks.
That
dude.
Is way shitty.
Way shitty.
How do you do that? Give it to both of them.
Right? And we got two controllers.
Yeah.
It's okay. Today I was eating at a restaurant with my boyfriend. He is 6'2" and I am 4'11". Out of nowhere, the hostess started openly flirting with him and asked him if he needed a booster chair for his daughter. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, who wants a kids menu? Do you want some crayons? And I bet he totally went with these. Actually, could you do that?
Yeah, get her some
crayons. And bring some crayons.
Yeah. She'll have some Kool-Aid.
Man, that's awesome. Today I was home alone tanning in my backyard, which is fairly secluded. Uh-huh. Fairly. I took my top off and laid there for a while before I looked over and saw the UPS guy standing at my gate with a package because nobody answered the door. I looked horrified and he said not to worry. He'd seen better.
No, don't worry.
The look of horror, and he's like, hey, chill. I've totally seen better.
Yeah, you're not that great.
He's like, I'm not going to rape you. It's okay. Yeah. I've raped better. I need your signature.
Yes. Get over here, please. Put some clothes on, actually.
Right? Please. Today, my mom cleaned up my room. I had a drawer filled with condoms, two vibrators, and a bondage kit.
Wow.
She organized the condoms and vibrators in a shoebox. Fuck my life.
Oh, my God.
Labeled from biggest to smallest. And then the fucking... Oh, man.
Put some extra batteries in there.
Yeah. Honey, I bought you some more batteries. Today at church, the little boy sitting behind me asked his mother if I had the chicken pox because there were red dots all over my face. I've had bad acne since I was 12. Fuck my life.
Oh, cool.
Little herpy baby.
Yep.
That sucks, too. I've known some kids like that, and it's like, when I was growing up... Whoa.
Jesus, smacked that bitch.
When I was growing up, dude!
Don't do that.
No, but I would only ever just wash my face with water. I would on my face.
I can count.
Just straight water. No soap or nothing. Every night, though, I would do it. Like, just plain old water, wipe my face.
Well, soap will dry out your skin, though.
And, like, I was totally, I never had that problem. And then when I got out of, you know, the Christian school and started going to public school where there was more people, you'd see some of these kids, and it's just like, holy shit. And
yeah, like, pizza face.
A lot of it's not from not washing their face. Granted, a lot of it is. But a lot of it's some disease thing.
Well, like, the acne, like, pimples are one thing, but acne is,
right, it's not because it's a dirty kid. It's
right.
Because it's just, that's the way their skin is.
Yeah,
and
I've seen.
That sucks.
I went to school with people just had it everywhere, just completely covered their face, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Right, and like, once you fucking. Yeah, if you were in a society where, you know, people cared about what you thought and how smart and, you know, that kind of shit, it wouldn't matter. But because...
Since outer beauty is everything.
Yeah, dude.
We
are so focused on that kind of shit. Like, if you come out and you're like that, that sucks. Because that means if you're like that, you're going to have such a harder life.
Well, because everyone bases their opinion on you. First on your looks,
right,
and then on your personality.
They first see that, and that right there is going to make them not want to come up and talk to you. And that,
even if you are cool.
Yeah, and that sucks. And I've had a couple friends that were like that, but it's just, I don't know. I couldn't imagine like what that would feel like, you know? I get it when I shave with a razor, but it's not pimples. It's like ingrown hairs and shit. But I couldn't imagine like on my forehead.
Well, and they're
like,
bigger, too.
Like, yeah.
They get big.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Today I was having sex with a girl I really like for the first time.
Oh, this first is gonna time end with a, so bad.
First time with a girl or first time with
this one, I think.
Right. After a while, I told her I was about to come. Her response?
Not already?
Lucky you. Oh. Fuck my life. And no, that was not us last night. Thank you. Today, when I visited my grandmother at her nursing home, I was looking at pictures she had of all the grandkids. All were normal graduation pictures, etc. But mine, it was a cutout where she made me skinnier. Fuck my life. Grandma's in there just trimming up the edges of the photo to make you skinnier.
Yeah, just to make you look a little
Grandma,
better.
Grandma, where's my arms? Oh, fuck. A couple more here. Today was the first time I had sex with a guy I really like.
What? That started just like that.
Did I read that again?
No, that was a girl.
Today I was like. Right. Good
and this
call.
One's a guy. Is it the girl that
maybe,
he was talking about?
Maybe I took off my shirt and my bra and he said, quote, wow, that's disappointing. Oh, fuck my life.
Wow, that's disappointing.
Wow, that's actually really.
I was expecting better.
Not at all what I'm attracted to.
Yeah, I've had better.
That's sad. Today, I complimented my mom with, hey, I think you lost some weight. She replied, yeah, I think you found it. Fuck my life. My mom's a bitch. Whatever. Oh, fuck. So somebody crashed the normal confession site, so
what?
We're going to do a little...
some secret?
A little secret tweet here. Some...
Lightning round?
Lightning round, kind of. I like the other ones better, because they're more confession-oriented. These
yeah.
are more like, I'm going to tell you a secret. And they're kind of like, fuck my lives, because they're
kind
shorter
of, yeah.
and stuff.
I don't
but,
know. They were good at when we first started it. There was always
yeah, no,
good ones.
Yeah, they are, and they still are. It's just, I like that style a little better.
Yeah.
Do you remember back when we first started, since this is our year anniversary, we'll make up for not
we'll
doing anything.
Flashbacks.
Right,
yeah.
Well, so you... I've been told by two different people that have, like, seen this and seen what we do that it's kind of like Wayne's World, but,
really?
Like, with, you know, the internet and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
But, what was I saying?
Flashbacks.
Right.
Confessions.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when we never did these?
Yeah. I remember when the first time we did that.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, oh, check out this site.
I forgot yeah. about it. This site's been around forever, too.
It's awesome.
Oh, fuck. I cried the entire day when he walked out on me after a meal. I spent all day preparing. All day.
Put
all
a lot
day
of hard work into
ruined
it.
In a second.
Yep.
Just like
all
that.
Those hours.
Like, oh, I'm really disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm actually allergic to everything you just cooked.
I actually hate every one of those fucking things.
Right? I told you I only eat meat. Damn yeah. it. I was fine for so long. I was so fine for so long. Now I just can't stop crying. I've lost the ability to function properly over a night and a day.
Secret tweets are like just people...
On the verge of suicide.
Yeah, it's just their little thing telling you how they failed at life.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
This is why I failed at life. This is it.
I hurt all over. Granty did bad things on a sailing trip. Uh-oh. Who's Granty?
Granty?
G-R-A-N-T-Y, Granty. Grant. Huh. Maybe you're being kind of a bitch. Oh, Granty Wanty.
Yeah.
Guess who did bad things on a sailing trip? You know who else did bad things on a sailing trip?
Who?
That dude from that one movie where they fucking, they all get on the boat and they start fucking killing each other. What, Cape Fear? That wasn't
a
sailboat though, was it? Never mind.
I
want a
that.
Guy to take a dump on my chest. Hey, Shazam, save that one for tomorrow night when we don't have a show. And the person who ruined my emotional health had enough to make me want to end my life.
Damn.
I can only take so much, and you gave me more than I could take, and now I just want to end it. He will live out his days knowing it, but not caring. Do you care?
I care a little.
You push me over the edge.
You can kill yourself?
Give me a hand up.
I'll pull you up, bro.
Save me. Even though I apparently had no chance, the thought of losing it scares me. Like, your phone or
is it true
your virginity?
That if you don't use it, you lose it?
Yes, I have heard that before. I think I made that up a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, a little thing I was saying.
So, does that work with your virginity? If you don't use it, you lose it? I think if you use your virginity,
you lose it.
Right.
Well, maybe
it's like a power up. You can once you use it once, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like super sex power up, tight pussy power. Then it's gone. You don't.
Yeah, that's it.
You can get another one, but they're expensive.
Right. I don't know.
The thought of losing it scares me. Even though I had no chance. Like, not even a shot in the dark.
No. What are you scared of?
I don't know, but I'm puzzled. My fiancé popped the question 6 months ago. Game over. I said yes because Do you think this rationalizes it to make that okay? Because I didn't want to embarrass him in a crowded restaurant. Oh, I'm such a fool.
She didn't even want to say yes.
And I'd love to say you can't fool a fool, but in this case, I think you've managed to You nailed it out of the park, dude. Oh, that sucks. Could you just... All your friends are there because, you know, you want it to be special.
Right.
It's like, hey, meet us,
like,
at this, meet us at this restaurant. And she just like, yes? Fucking cut to a commercial. Oh, fun. Something so simple and beautiful turned into something so hard. Can you...
Excuse me? What are you talking about?
Can you describe your little penis as being so simple and beautiful?
But hard?
Well, then, because that would turn into something so hard.
Yeah. I guess.
Simple? So...
What's...
Uncircumcised cock would be more complex because there's more moving parts to it.
Yeah, there's more
A circumcised cock would be so simple and beautiful because it looks nicer than a big
Why does he have to be talking about a cock, though?
I don't know.
Because it could be anything.
It could be. I wish I knew how to make you happy because then I finally would be. Because we're together, right?
Right.
And we have a kid, right?
Right.
But I don't know how to make you happy because you're such a rancid bitch.
Yeah, you're fucking miserable.
No matter what I do.
You're a cunt.
And then the kid's crying, and then I'm not happy because you're a fucking bitch.
And then, she gets mad at you.
I wish you would have said no when I first proposed to you, you fucking bitch.
That's saying yes like, just because all my friends were there.
What a coincidence, because I only did that to not embarrass you, you faggot. I smell your dick every night. I know what the fuck you've been doing. Last one. Nobody knows I didn't kiss a boy till I was 16. Nobody knows that, Braden. Nobody. But...
I know that.
But I lost my virginity at 14. In parentheses, bad. I know. It's bad.
It's so horrible.
Oy vey. I know. It's so bad. To this day... It makes me feel so ugly. Do you think he just tore it up and now it's all deformed?
This
and like
fucking beef curtain
now? She trips over it and shit when she's walking. That's gross.
Wow.
Jesus, Braden. All right. Well, you ready to do some news here? Episode, what is this, 156? 156? Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Heads.
It is.
Again?
Heads.
I don't like
Heads
that.
For the win! Feel free if you guys want to call in while we're doing this, 406-204-4687, or you can Skype the jam wall. What do you got?
This one is called...
Is it good?
Yeah. This one's called Man Charged in Bizarre Kidnapping.
Oh!
A ride turned into a harrowing three-day ordeal for a 22-year-old Detroit woman who police say was held captive in Toledo apartment by an acquaintance who handcuffed her, dressed her in a diaper, and read Bible passages to her.
Wait. Wait, whoa, I was totally with you until that last part.
Until the part where he handcuffed her, dressed her in a diaper, and read Bible passages
to her? I'm okay with the handcuff part. You dressed her in what?
A diaper.
Is that so she doesn't have to... Like, you've seen movies, and whenever people escape, it's always because they're like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. And the guy's like, okay, go.
It's like, you can just go whenever.
Right, and then you bail out the window.
Yeah.
So he's like, uh-uh, I've seen that movie, bitch.
I'm going to put on a diaper, and if you need to go, you can just go.
You just, hey, you go. You go where you need to go.
I got baby wipes. Don't worry about it.
And then he read her Bible verses?
Yeah.
Did God tell you to kidnap her?
Who knows, man?
That's weird.
Be his defense.
Hey, nothing kills time like reading some Bible verses. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Every night before bed. When the woman broke free and banged on the door of a nearby apartment for help, the occupant, seeing the woman in a diaper with handcuffs on her wrist and feet, thought it was a joke, police said. Trey Bisport, 34, of Toledo, picked up Shakia Boykin about midnight. Boykin. Excuse
Shaboinkin.
Me, what's your last name? Boykin?
Spadoinkle?
Boykin.
That's what that reminded
Boykin.
Me of.
About midnight Wednesday in Detroit after she told him she didn't have a place to stay. She drove to Toledo, said Minnie Boykin.
Holy Toledo!
Yes.
Sorry.
The woman's grandmother, She fell asleep in his car, and when she woke up, she was in his apartment, handcuffed. Then he put her in a diaper and did all sorts of crazy stuff.
Like?
I don't know. It doesn't even fucking say.
Wait, is that his thing? Like, the cops were interviewing him. He's like, yeah, man, we did all sorts of crazy shit. We did all sorts of messed up junk, man. Like what?
It's like...
Now I'm curious. You've piqued my interest.
Toledo Police Captain Ray Carroll said Bridgeport tried to suffocate Chakia Boykin in between reading aloud Bible verses. God, her name's awful. Shakia Boykin.
Do you take this Boykin to be your lawful elect? I bet she looks like you would think that she would look like a little fucking Oompa Loompa kind of, yeah, with a diaper on, getting Bible verses read.
Handcuffed.
Handcuffed to the radiator, trying to chew her fucking arm off.
She was pretty shaken up after she got away, Carol said. She went to one apartment for help, but the occupant thought it was a joke. I wish he had called us.
So the guy didn't even let her in? She's there with the diaper on, pounding on his door, and he's
and
like,
and he opens it, ha, funny, closed door.
No, we don't need any of whatever you're fucking...
Yeah, what are you selling?
We don't need a crazy here, yeah, thanks, though.
It's like, oh, it's not my birthday until next week.
Do you think, though, that if you had been kidnapped and you had just gotten away, like, you would make it known that this isn't a fucking joke?
You'd be screaming, right, like, bloody murder.
Yeah, and then, like, you would hear that and you'd be like, okay, obviously this
isn't a fucking joke.
Real. Something ain't flying the coop here, and there's someone in a diaper fucking pounding on my door. Yeah.
And they're screaming like
they probably knew. They're just like, you know what? I don't even want.
I don't even want to get involved.
I don't even want to know.
I know this fucking guy. I'm stay out of it.
They're like, hey, believe it or not, this isn't the first time I've seen something.
Yeah,
I
have to live next to this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna stay back. Someone did call police though, and officers found Boykin in the parking lot wearing only a t-shirt and diaper. Minnie Boykin said her granddaughter escaped after her abductor fell asleep.
You don't let her go to the bathroom, but you fall asleep.
Yeah, cool, dude. You don't do that.
Wow. He must have not caught
What
that
did you
movie.
Not handcuff? You should have handcuffed her to something.
Well,
don't
what was she
handcuffed
to? She was just handcuffed to herself?
Yeah, I think so. Just like behind her back. Like handcuff an arm to something.
Right, well, that's what I thought it meant. When she was handcuffed to something, my common sense would be like, you're handcuffed to something, not to yourself.
No, just said she was handcuffed.
Or fucking handcuff her arms to her ankles. You ain't going anywhere this way. Yeah. If you do, you ain't going very quick.
No, probably going to fall a lot.
You're a retard.
I don't know if he had the key to the handcuffs on him or what, but she got away, she said. Bridgeport was charged with kidnapping and felonious assault?
Felonious? Sound it out, bro.
I don't know. What's that mean? I've never heard the word.
Felonious. Buck 65 uses it in that one song, Felonious Stairs.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Okay.
It's felony, but when you're doing it, you don't say you're doing it a felony. It's you're doing a felonious act.
Gotcha. He was arraigned Tuesday.
Felonious Monk. That's what Stereo Radiation said. Yeah, that's
And is being held on a $400,000 bond.
Nice.
Fuck, man.
Mm. Does it say why he kidnapped her? Like, usually people kidnap, like, high-profile people or maybe a drug dealer's son or daughter or a pharmacist's son or daughter. Something like that. Like, it doesn't
say
why.
There's a lot more.
Well,
I can read
cut through
some
it.
More.
We got time.
She said she knew this guy from somewhere. Minnie Boykin said, I told that girl not to get into cars with people. That
Oh, okay. So he's like, you want to ride, little girl?
Right.
She fucking got in
the
car.
Yeah, I need
a ride.
Like, well,
I told you not to do that.
She said she had no place to stay.
Right. And he's like, I'll give you... Well, then that's not kidnapping. If you don't have a place to stay, and he's like,
but
I'll give you
But then he
one.
Handcuffed her in like...
He wanted to make sure she was safe. You
really?
Can't be... Hey, the streets are hard
out there, man.
You can't be running around the streets by yourself.
No.
You'll get kidnapped.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, I'll handcuff you and put you in a diaper so you can't get kidnapped by anyone else. I got you. Don't worry.
Guardo says she plays by whore rules. No kissing.
Oh, right.
It's good.
Carol said Boykin was not sexually assaulted, and he was unsure of Brisport's motive, although he said the accused kidnapper may have been planning similar crimes. Toledo police are contacting other communities with missing persons cases to see whether Brisport may have been involved.
Trey Center says scaring religion into her. The diaper would get me. So maybe that's a good point. Like, why else would he be reading her Bible verses?
Yeah,
I don't know. You're going to believe this. Somebody didn't tell him that, hey, you can't actually scare people into believing religion, even though that's what God does. But you can't do that, because then you're kidnapping and feloniously assaulting people.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Well, that's pretty much it for this story. It doesn't really say much. It's just... Everything was prepared, Carol said. He had air mattresses set up, handcuffs, and a whole stock of adult diapers.
Okay, so it's totally premeditated. Like, he was ready for this.
Brisport said his brother is being framed, set up. He has never broken the law. He has no record, Kempton told the Detroit News in a telephone interview. We do not believe what is being said. According to police, Troy Brisport moved to Toledo about 3 months ago. On an Angel Fire webpage, Troy Brisport waxes metaphysically on life and spirituality in his ebook.
Oh,
ever since
so
my
he's
youth,
one of,
yeah, okay,
he's one of those.
Right,
crazies.
Ever since my youth, I had been interested in metaphysical questions. As a result, I have paid great attention to studying and observing a variety of religious, science, and philosophical schools. Brisport says,
"Yeah, that makes sense."
I have found answers that I would love to share with the rest of the world.
Uh-huh.
The way the world may benefit from my work, or
right.
I may be corrected if I am wrong.
And the rest of the world didn't want to hear it, so he's like, one way or another, you're going to hear this shit, and she just happened to be probably wrong place, wrong time, and
right.
Boom. Well, that sucks. So is that it for that story?
Yep.
All right. This one is called Man Allegedly Steals Bingo Cash, comma, Punches Woman.
Allegedly.
Bingo. Hey, bingo. Fuck you, fucking douche. Money, I'm out,
it's
bitch.
It's my bingo, bitch.
Smyrna, Delaware. Delaware State Police arrested a 27-year-old man who allegedly punched a woman while robbing a senior center on bingo night.
Wow, a senior center, really?
It's like, do you know that these people never leave here? Like, we don't play bingo with real money, asshole. This is fake money.
No, there's a lot of them that they do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
It's like gambling for old people, pretty
27,
much.
27, like, he's a year younger than me.
What
I
an
totally...
easy place to rob.
Oh, for sure, but
just a bunch of old people.
Man, I couldn't imagine being that hard up to be like...
I know, that's fucked up.
Do you think he was there playing and he lost and then he punched
got
her?
Pissed?
Do you think he just was like, I'm going to go rob this bingo center and fucking...
I can't believe I lost to a bunch of old ladies.
Right, because see, that I could see the
yeah,
punch.
Maybe.
I mean, you wouldn't need to punch them. They're not going anywhere.
No.
They're not going to chase you.
Yeah.
They're fucking old, so...
it just felt good.
Yeah, exactly. That
I just wanted to punch her, that's all.
The stealing the money was necessity. The punch was out of fucking spite.
Yeah,
I hate this. This is for that motherfucker that was going 25 in a 45 the other day that was fucking 90 years old. You know, that's what that was for. Police said the 27-year-old and an accomplice entered the center about 9:30 p.m. Tuesday. They said the first man grabbed $1,200 in bingo money and destroyed a phone so that no one could call police. They were all whipping out their jitterbugs and shit. They're like, 911. Fucking no, douche. Punches her in the face. $1,200, though. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's
all right,
hey,
I guess.
Not
for
bad
bingo,
for,
you know.
For a night's work, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, for it.
It's more than I made at Famous Dave's all night. Fuck me.
Yeah. How much money you're going to get away with goes down for how old the group of people you're stealing
right.
from are.
It's too bad he couldn't just go around and punch him like in Mario every time you hit the block. Like
yeah.
another coin ba-ding, comes out. Just ba-ding, like...
Ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding.
Yeah. That'd be so awesome. Then you'd get the fire flower and just light the place on fire.
Yeah. This is all of them.
Authorities said the man then punched a 75-year-old woman in the head after she tried to fight with him.
Allegedly, she turned into dust.
Just
fucking dust in the wind.
Oh, fuck, dude. I could totally just hear that playing. I wish I'd pay a mil to have been sitting like a couple rows over.
Yeah, just fucking
just looking at my bingo card.
Yep.
Hearing the ruckus and turn
what's,
around
what's
right
going
as
on
he,
back there?
Right as he punches her in the face.
Fucking
in the head. He punched her in the head. Could you imagine punching, like, your grandma in the
head? She's
going
to have, like,
head?
A brain aneurysm. Like, she died. Just gonna crush
she died.
Him. What?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm not surprised, though. That, I can see
right?
that.
Right? I know, dude.
Yeah, 27-year-old just fucking crushing.
75? Just,
yeah,
oh,
fucking done. That's like, it's like if we were to just fucking punch a baby
I'd
right in the head.
I'd pay $2 million to be able to punch one of them.
Yeah.
A mil to watch it, two to fucking just
this
be like, hey,
the one doing it.
I got this, bro.
Yeah. Hey, let me. I got your back.
Thank you. Oh,
hey,
you
told the pitch once. I tell her the second
time. I'll tell her again.
Yeah.
A Newark man got involved and chased both suspects out of the center. Police said the man then threatened the Newark man with a large stick and dropped $715 while fleeing the center.
Shit.
It's like they got into it and his money pops out and he's like, you have just found $715. And then that dude got out.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
Sweet.
There's payday.
Yeah.
A police officer arrested the 27-year-old man after a short chase, but the accomplice remains at large.
Mm.
And that is it for that story. What do you got? Lightning round story.
It's from our most fucked up
of
state.
Of course it is.
Florida.
Of course it
oh
is.
Oh my God.
I would
Hello,
like,
Florida.
If anyone's into like keeping track of our shit better, because I can't do it. But it'd be cool to go through all the stories from all the shows
yeah.
and like have a map that you could click on and those, it would have listed. Like in an archive kind of thing, that which stories came from that state.
Right.
All flash and
like
shit.
Like just the headlines of them.
Email info at thejamhole.com when that's done. Thanks.
This one is called Suspect Trips Over His Pants While Fleeing Police.
His what?
His pants. He tripped on them. They're very loose and baggy.
Oh, his pants.
Yeah.
Right. Because they walk around. Right.
Just fucking.
Just G'd up. Low. Is that what that's called?
Yeah. G'd from the.
I
yeah.
knew that was that. It's bound to happen. I always
sure.
wondered that, and I'm sure it's been made jokes many times.
Well, you
but
see people wearing their pants
not,
all low. I mean, you're
yeah.
not. They're not going to be able to run.
Why do you think in all the movies, like the professional burglars and shit, they always have tight fitting
right.
clothes? It's not to look all fucking sexy.
No, it's
you, so I can get when I need to get. You know,
looks don't matter when you're getting arrested.
Right in this world, yeah, looks actually don't matter. You
like
can
you're
have
gonna
acne.
Wear what's gonna help you
yeah.
fucking get the job done.
You can
done.
Have acne still and be good at it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's okay. Authorities said a burglary suspect was literally caught with his pants down while trying to run away.
Literally. Do you remember what episode we started doing that?
Ah,
that was
time
way
ago. Like
back
20s
when.
Or 30s.
Yeah, for sure.
Deputy responded to an alarm at a convenience store early Tuesday morning and reported seeing a 37-year-old man exiting through a smashed-out front door while carrying several packs of cigarettes.
Nice.
He just fucking breaks in to steal cigarettes.
Nice, dude. That's hey, all I need in life, man. My Newports.
Is this like kind of
were
like
they Newports? I guarantee they were. I guarantee
they were menthols. That's for sure.
Man, all my money went into my gas tank. Fool,
yeah.
I need smokes.
Did you notice gas has been going back up?
Slowly but
yeah,
surely.
It keeps every
and pretty
bit.
Soon you're gonna wake up one morning. It's gonna be $7 a gallon. You're gonna be like, something smells weird today.
Yeah,
what's going on? Keep watching. It'll happen.
Is this like what Dave Chappelle was talking about? How when cigarette prices are going up, people are going to be sucking dick for them.
Right, yeah. It's supply
people
and demand.
People are robbing
yeah, yep.
fucking stores for them.
Yep.
It's like pills.
Notice when the internet came and there was all this porn everywhere,
yep.
like normal kind of shit. Like,
and then it gets
yep.
more fucked up
yep.
and just more extreme.
Yep, just like the whole Oxy thing, dude.
Yeah.
People are fucking robbing stores daily for that shit.
Every
because
single
how
day.
Addictive it is and how hard it is to get. It's not just at the store and shit.
Yeah.
You don't just have to be 18 to get it. That's crazy.
Deputies said the man tried to flee, but the handfuls of cigarettes prevented him from holding up his pants, which fell down and tripped him before he could make it out of the parking lot.
Of course. That sucks.
And
you
just
know,
and
you
just
know the ironic thing about this is he probably earlier that day went shopping and saw those pants and is like, oh, yeah, son, yeah, know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Yeah, son, that's just sick, son.
Yeah.
It's tight, son. And he dropped like $80-$90 on those.
Right.
That money he could have just went and got the fucking pack of cigarettes for in the first place.
Or could have spent another $20 and got a belt.
And
for
now you're not
pants.
In jail. Yeah, exactly.
And then you're good.
Fucking retards. That's
and
fantastic.
Then just to make it worse, the man was charged with criminal mischief, burglary, and theft, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
And being a complete retard.
Yes, that also.
You don't
he
rob
was being held on a $12,000 bail.
Hey, question.
Oh, what's that?
Okay. If you were going to rob a store, would you want to do it with your pockets just stuffed full of illegal things?
No.
Or would you maybe take a minute
I'd
and be
sure
like,
I didn't have any drugs on me.
Maybe I should fucking leave these at home.
Yeah. Just in case this would make
now not
worse.
Only is it burglary, but now you have drug charges. You're never... it could have easily been avoided if you would have fucking thought. Just
if you would have just bought it,
just
belt,
think about it.
If you would have bought some cheaper pants or some that fit.
Fucking idiots. So is that it for that story?
That's it for that story.
All right. This one is called Mother Sues Scientologists Over Son's Bookmark Add This. Oh, 2007 Death.
Huh.
What time is it? Because I might want to do this one instead. Sorry. Okay. That's fine. This one comes also out of where?
Our most fucked up state?
Yes, absolutely. A mother is blaming Scientologists for her disabled son's death, which police ruled a suicide. So, okay. We got a mother.
Right.
We have Scientology. We have a retard.
Okay, that's
he died.
Good.
And then we have the cops. Good?
All right.
Okay. Victoria L. Britton has filed a federal lawsuit accusing Scientologists, including her son's father, of taking his antidepressant prescription from him and giving him access to a loaded gun. They're
what?
Like, you
don't need this.
You're depressed?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see that. Here, yeah. This is what I use for depression. A fucking loaded 9 yep. milli.
There you go.
Like, do I put them in my mouth or I don't understand? Yeah. What do I do with this? That's awesome.
Take as needed.
Let's go to that church. Oh. Police investigation, however, concluded that Kyle Brennan, exhibiting symptoms of schizophrenia, which probably the pills would have
right,
eased
that's
that pain.
Of, right,
right,
the pills ease the pain.
Exactly, schizophrenia. Willingly stopped taking medication before he visited his father, and that there was no evidence they were purposely kept from him. So, the Scientology, the dad side was like, oh yeah, fucking prove it.
Yeah.
And Scientology's like, cha-ching, and she's like, fucking on welfare and shit, not mm-hmm. able to prove it. And they're like, well, suicide,
Scientology
you guys are free to go.
Scientology won?
Yep, pretty much. Brennan, 20, was not a member of the Clearwater Church, but his father, Thomas, was, according to the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court by Britton, who lives in Virginia. The lawsuit names the church, Thomas Brennan, and Scientologist Gerard Gentile and his wife, whose brother is the church's ecclesiastic leader. So, friends, they're friends, and then their brother is the leader of that specific church.
God. I wish we had a church of Scientology here.
Don't we? We do.
Do we? Can we go to that one?
A long time ago, I was kind of seeing this girl, and her whole family was way into it. And it was when I was doing drugs and shit, and she was like, if you come do this thing, like, you'll be free of all of these problems and shit. And they all looked the same. Like, they were all just little clones and shit.
Really?
It was so weird, dude.
Wow. Can we go there?
You want to know a weird synchronicity I just noticed?
What's that?
Her name was actually Kyle. And that's what this dude's name is.
Whoa.
That's weird.
That
I'm not
weird.
Making that up. Like, that's fucked up. This was back when Taste of Philly used to be open.
Oh.
She used to work there. That's
hey, man,
where I met
that was
her.
A long time ago.
Yeah. They're weird, man. They're so weird.
Do
I have
you know
the Dianetics book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found it at a used bookstore. I was like, I should just have this, I think.
When we were going to churches, that was a church we should have gone to. When we were doing our
That was the Christ
Scientist or whatever.
Church. We went to.
That's that one?
No, we went to what? The Christ Scientist Church.
Right.
This is a Scientologist.
Right.
Church. They have a church here, though.
Yeah, I'm saying we should have gone to that one. That would have been crazy.
I don't know that you can just go walk in. I think it's like
really?
One of
They
got to
be
weird,
like brought
yeah.
there by someone who goes there.
Crazy shit.
And then
shit.
They like, you know.
So Kyle Brennan yeah. visited his father in Clearwater in February 2007 after driving around the county or the country for more than 2 months. Along the way, he stopped at an FBI office in Iowa where he told an agent people were following him and that he had large sums of money. When he arrived in Clearwater, he stayed at his father's apartment complex, which was occupied by other Scientologists. So he's staying at this place and he's surrounded by
right.
it. This seems like it might...
It's like a cult,
It is,
basically.
Totally. It's
They're
so creepy.
They're just all teamed up together everywhere.
So the guy, though, he said the apartment complex wasn't owned by the church, which is weird that he even pointed that out. He's like, well, we weren't thinking that, but they must have been, because he's like, hey, we don't own it. We all just happen to live here.
Yeah,
but we don't
we
own
all
it.
Just, you know,
right,
happen
we
to
all
move
live
in.
Here for free and shit, but we don't own it. Right. No. According to the lawsuit, Kyle Brennan had Lexapro, a drug prescribed to treat depression and social anxiety. The Gentiles told him to take the, or they told Thomas Brennan to take the Lexapro away from his son, and he locked the drug in his truck. So they were like, take that shit away from him. He did it. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, here, have this gun.
Really? That's going to make it better.
Mm-hmm. The Gentiles and Thomas Brennan tried to talk Britain into putting her son into Scientology Narconon treatment facility so that he wouldn't need Lexapro, the lawsuit states. Like, just come here, guy. Come here. I want you to come stay in this place for a while. Britton and her son, who were not Scientologists, refused the treatment, and Britton told the callers to make sure her son took his medication. Thomas Brennan said he and his son mutually agreed that Kyle would stop taking Lexapro and start using better nutrition habits and vitamins, according to the cops. That's so ridiculous. Because, what? I'm schizophrenic and depressed, but I'll just start taking some vitamins and I'll be
A-okay. Well,
supposedly,
at least for some people, a good cure for depression is just eating healthy and exercising. But that's only for people, I think, that are unhealthy to begin with.
Right.
And that's why they are depressed, because they ate themselves unhealthy.
That's not why he's depressed, it sounds like. He's actually schizophrenic.
So, I mean, you either need some hardcore therapy or some drugs, something.
Right. Davis and Narconon, which follows the principles of church founder L. Ron Hubbard. Especially, Shazam was saying something about everyone who's ever started a religion is a nut job.
Yeah.
Especially when you start a religion after you're writing all these science fiction books. It's like, did someone get a little bit too caught up in their own storylines? And now it's like, oh my God. I can see turning to religion that makes sense as far as that goes, but not like aliens and Xenu and take these vitamins and
it's like someone just like
that's was, yeah no that's
someone
fucking,
was doing a little way too much drugs and just getting all into this crazy shit and now it's so fucked up now thinks it's all real and
what
starts a religion.
What if he's the smartest guy in the world and this is just all a joke and he's like, hey, I'm gonna start
just
some bullshit
everyone.
Ridiculous religion and see how many people fall for it.
Well, look how
Could
many people
imagine?
Have fallen for all
but
the other ridiculous
who,
ones.
In particular, look who. There's more high-profile
celebrities
and people in Scientology than any other religion, it seems like. So he's like, gotcha, bitch. Do you think it's that, or do you think he really believes this
I
shit?
I think it's just someone who's just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That actually is so crazy that they think it's real.
Let's see. It follows church. The lawsuit states that one or more of the defendants put Thomas Brennan's loaded .357 Magnum pistol next to his son's bed. Then, in a mentally deteriorated state caused by the abrupt denial of his prescription to Lexapro, and with ready access to the loaded .357 Magnum, Kyle Brennan was found dead from a gunshot to his head from the .357 Magnum.
Imagine that.
With neither the pistol nor the bullets having any identifiable fingerprints. Thomas found his son dead February 16th, 2007. They had an unsecured handgun and ammunition in his apartment, but that the law doesn't require firearms to be secured unless there's someone younger than 16. So it was okay that was
But like
out.
He took his antidepression medication away and then gave him a gun. Like that's the worst thing to do. That's like setting him up to kill himself. Like, you basically are killing him by doing that.
And we just happen to wipe the fingerprints all off it and shit. Yeah.
That's
whole
just
thing
like if you were
to
slip
it.
Some poison into their drink or
something. Yeah, the whole thing leading up to it sounds totally ridiculous. Like, you can follow it like a story. Like, everything started from here and ended up here because of what they were doing.
Right.
They made you kill yourself, kind of.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if they they took your medication away, which makes you depressed, and they gave you a gun. So when you're depressed, of course you're probably going to do that.
Britain is represented by Ken Danner, who also represented the relatives of Scientologist Lisa McPherson in the wrongful death lawsuit against the church. McPherson died in 95 after 17 days of care by Scientology staffers in Clearwater. The lawsuit was settled in 04. I bet she got bank. And that means Scientology has actually killed more people than marijuana. That's kind of awesome. I'm going to be looking forward to putting that in the list tonight.
Yes.
So that is it for that story. You want to read one more and get the fuck out of here?
Sure.
Are there any clues? Has anybody been posting clues? You remember when we started doing Raging Clue?
I do. That was after the cruise. Was it 26?
No, that was after the cruise.
Who?
Episode like 70
something. Yeah, it was 26 who made it. Though,
Yeah. And then we named it.
Right.
From the South Park thing.
All right, this one is called Police. Mom sat on son, killed son.
Boom, 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 boom.
A Kansas City woman was charged with a second-degree murder in the death of her 7-year-old son, who appears to have died of suffocation from her fat ass.
Nice. Is that a quote? Can I quote you on that?
You could quote me on that one, sir. Police spokesman Darren Snap said Esmond Ross died Saturday at his home. Snap!
Really?
Said the boy showed no signs of life when officers were called to the home.
Do you think that Shazam says that cat is so fat? I know. Yeah. He's getting so huge. It's ridiculous.
Fucking
so ridiculous. You need to go outside and exercise, you fat fuck.
You keep her in here.
You fat fuck.
The child's mother, 28-year-old Lakeisha Brown.
Oh, of course. She's how old?
28.
And how old was the kid?
7.
So she had him when she was 21.
Like 21, yeah.
That's...
Lakeisha Brown told detectives she believed she suffocated her son by putting her legs across his head and sitting on his chest.
Oops!
She thought that was a good idea at one point to do that.
Are we Indian wrestling?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Oh, we're just playing. Police said Brown had no explanation for why she sat on her son.
Guardo says it's her 4th kid.
What?
So maybe she's just taking care of business.
Yeah. No. Taking care of business.
Every day!
I hate that
taking
song.
Care of business every way, including squashing your kid with your fat ass.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a 7-year late abortion.
That, hey, whatever you want to call it.
You know, that's what happens when you're a stoner.
That'll happen.
Body exam revealed that Esmond's right arm was broken in 3 places.
Jesus,
and he showed signs of being suffocated.
How much does she fucking weigh?
Enough.
Like, I would be interested to hear that. She's breaking arms and
shit? Well, she sat on a 7-year-old.
Well, right, but you gotta be pretty big to break bones.
Yeah,
unless
true.
He was like a diseased cancer child or something.
It could be.
That's crazy.
Edwin Ross, the boy's father, said his 10-year-old daughter called him from Brown's house, distraught. He rushed to the house. He said Brown was sitting on the boy when he arrived, and he said it was clear the boy had been dead for hours.
Oh, clearly.
But she was still sitting on him.
She fell asleep. Because when you're fat, you're also lethargic, which means you sleep quite
especially because she probably just ate.
Probably.
The boy's father said he had been trying to gain custody of his child, but that he could not afford an attorney.
Right.
In 2003, Kansas City police responded to the call about Brown walking dangerously close to traffic near Interstate 470 and Blue Ridge Boulevard with a child, according to police records.
Were they carrying boxes like those people we saw earlier today?
Oh, yeah. Where are you going?
Are you moving?
Yeah, is that your mobile home?
Yeah, dude, your wife has the upstairs. You got the fucking downstairs. You're like, let's go, bitch.
They're bunk beds. What of it?
We're out.
She appeared to be high on drugs, and at one point, police were worried she was going to throw the child into traffic.
No. I'm done with you.
She's just all high on, like, some crack or something.
High
just
on
like,
life, because my life is amazing.
It's awesome. Yes. I love every bit of it.
Every bit.
Especially the part about my 4 kids.
Yeah, I love that part. That's my. That's actually, if you were like, hey, what's
favorite
your favorite?
Part.
Yeah, that
yeah,
would be
I
my
would
favorite.
Say that one, yeah, for sure. Police were eventually able to restrain her, but with a struggle, and the officer came close
with
to using deadly force when she became combative, according to the record.
With elephant tranks and shit, just fucking
deadly force.
Sedating her. They had to get the big long pole with the neck thing on it, and they're like, get her down! Fucking douche, douche, pumping her full of K.
Yes. Brown remained in custody on Monday. She also was charged with abuse of a child resulting in death and endangering the welfare of a child.
Right.
And that's it for that story.
So that's a fantastic story. What is the time? I would like to read this one, but my mouth is really owie.
Well, we can stop whenever.
I don't know. What do you think?
It's
I can
up
probably,
to you, man.
I can probably read it. This one is called, we'll do this one, then we'll get out of here. This one is called Man Shoots Self Inside Crystal Cathedral. And I just
like,
want
to... Like gun?
Like gun? No, like penis. Just oh. Busted a nut.
Shoot, or like shoot, right. Like...
Oh, like shoot self. Like,
yeah.
In the... Know. Yeah, I can see that. With crystal,
anything.
Not inside.
Right, right. Like with.
A man walked into the crystal...
It's a totally
Thank
different
you.
Story.
Hey, can, hey, can you pound it for keeping that going with me as it. Long as it did?
Yeah.
Thank you. A man walked into the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove this morning. Oh, what's that from? Sublime song? Garden Grove?
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure.
That's off the album Sublime, I think.
I believe it is. He's dead now.
Yep. Cool.
So this guy walked into the cathedral. He knelt down at the foot of a cross and fatally shot himself in the head.
Wow.
Right. Police were called.
I'll be seeing you soon.
Right, God. This one's for you.
Yep.
Police were called to the church at 9:40 a.m. in response to a shooting. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Dennis Ellsworth said the incident is being investigated as a suicide. The man was not immediately...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because someone didn't go in there and lay him down and then shot
him.
Well,
God might have.
Well, right.
But
God told
suicide
him to do
it. As far as we know.
Right.
Yeah. The man was not immediately identified, but police said he was a white male in his 40s, last known to have lived in Whittier. The man walked into the sanctuary area of the church and handed over a handwritten note.
Hmm.
There you go.
All
right. He then walked to the front of the pews, knelt in front of the cross, and removed a semi-automatic handgun from a backpack. Let us pray.
Let us pray.
He put the weapon to his head and pulled the trigger. Betty Spicer, a volunteer greeter at the cathedral, said the sanctuary of church was nearly empty except for a group of Canadian tourists. Quote, I said, good morning. Welcome to the Crystal Cathedral.
Eh?
Eh? She asked the man, where are you from, eh? He replied, ooh, from around here, eh? He handed her a folded note written in a magic marker. In the middle of the note was his driver's license and what appeared to be a business card.
Hmm.
Here. They make
hey,
the best
hold on this
sandwiches.
For a second. You're going to know what to do in a minute.
Then it's like
you'll
not,
find out why I'm handing this to you in
Lieutenant,
about 2 minutes.
Lieutenant John Smith, fucking his phone yep. number and shit. Oh, I get it now.
Oh, okay.
As he walked down the aisle, she began reading the note, which referred to a truck in the parking lot and a gun.
Hmm.
Huh. The next minute, there was a pop. I thought it said poop.
There was a poop.
Sorry, I'm kind of tired. There was a pop. I thought he was praying. I didn't realize he had shot himself.
Wow.
Oops. I thought he was just praying.
Yeah,
Some
that's
people
not
pray
a gun
like
shot.
That. That's how we pray. Praying.
Oh, man, at band practice
Have you
yesterday?
Heard that song yet?
I could have sworn I actually heard a gunshot.
Really?
Like John and I, yeah, like right by Sykes is where he lives.
Well, yeah,
and over
I could,
there in that, you know,
I
across.
Could see that.
Yeah. And like we were just sitting in there and we just heard like a pop, like way loud right outside. And we're like, what the fuck?
Quarta says, Crystal Cathedral connecting you to God whenever, wherever.
Nice. Forever.
Forever. College, Lord. Oh, man. The next minute, there was a pop. Right. I thought he was praying. Yvette Manson, a volunteer usher, said she was talking to the tourists when she heard a shot that she likened to a firecracker. I had just been telling them about the suicide prevention ministry we have. Oh, hey, by the way, guys, we have the greatest suicide prevention. Boom! Be with you in a minute.
One second.
Like, is that weird?
Yeah,
like,
that's
hey,
kind of...
God, you couldn't have waited till she was done telling
right.
them about that, and they left?
That is the worst timing
that's,
ever.
Wow.
Of all
hey,
time.
Mysterious ways, right? You know. You know what they say.
That's what they say.
Oh, Pastor Juan Carlos Ortiz said the suicide was tragic, but may have revealed something about the man's faith. Can we spin this so it's
thereof?
Actually a positive thing?
Yeah.
Like, hey, at least he learned something. Hey, whatever doesn't kill you only makes you...
Oh,
right. Never mind. Oh, Guardo says they have a podcast too. Yeah, so is the Fresh Life Church. They probably just record their sermons.
Yeah, it's just
It'd be cool if you could go to one of their sermons and just start yelling, the jam hole, and then like come and download the podcast of it later.
Thejamhole.com.
Yeah, bitches.
We should have yelled that when we were there.
I know, I wasn't even thinking. This must be a person who believes in God because he went to the foot of the cross. Right.
No, he doesn't mean that.
He must have believed in God because he just fucking blew his brains out all over the cross.
He believes in God.
Obviously. That was the first thing I thought.
For sure.
I was like, whoa, diehard Christian.
For sure.
Thank you. Oh, that's sad for whoever had to clean it up.
Yeah.
Michael Nason, a spokesman for the church, said staffers checked for the man's name in their records, but could not find any mention of him being a member, employee, or former staff member. It's very tragic. He must have felt that he needed comfort, and he chose the church for that comfort. Unfortunately,
it didn't end well.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was far from Christian.
Right. The Garden Grove Church, started by the Reverend Robert Schuller, has more than 8,000 members. The sanctuary, known for its towering glass architecture, is home to the Hour of Power television program. Holy shit, that's
Hour
that
of
place?
Power?
Holy shit, I didn't know that. Yeah, the Hour of Power. I used to remember that shit being on TV when I was a little kid, like way late at night. It'd be, that's crazy.
Never heard of it.
Can hold about 3,000 people and host hundreds of visitors a day. Other than the two greeters, the only people in the church at the time were 7 Canadian tourists who witnessed the shooting. And that is it for that story. Fantastic.
That's great. I'm glad you read that one.
Wow. Some of these comments here. Not a shocker. Cults attract weak people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Poor Crystal Cathedral, worth a paltry $17 million with $10 million in revenue yearly before the recent implosion. We just need a few more bucks to cover the Easter show. Wow. Yep, okay. So yeah, that is it for that story. Are we good?
I don't think we're good.
I'm fucking tired.
How's your tongue doing?
My mouth fucking hurts.
Especially after eating right before.
Oh, it's so sore. Yeah, awesome. I think we're done. Happy anniversary, friend.
Awesome.
Are we going to be around for another year?
I don't see why not.
Start getting jam hole tattoos and shit.
Just everywhere.
They ain't going anywhere until the last episode.
Right. Till death do us part.
Hey, till death do us part. Pinky swear. Like I said, if you guys want to watch the video of me getting my fucking tongue pierced, thejamhole.com/YouTube. It's the newest video up there. We always put archives of these live video shows on thejamhole.com/live video. You just click archives, and there's always all that shit there. If you want, you can call us, leave us messages, 406-204-4687. Or you can email info at thejamhole.com. We got thejamhole.com/MySpace and Twitter and Danny and Braden and fuck. All that
Kitty?
Shit. And Kitty.
Got
we
Kitty?
Should. Yeah, we'll be back Friday, hopefully with Danny's gay brother and Danny and you.
Yeah.
And I think Jessie Cat wanted to come and hang out with us.
Sweet.
So it'll be a fucking party. And yes, hey, 2 Jam Hole t-shirts, $20. $10
just do
each.
It.
Just give us money. We actually need money to go to New York for this thing. So if you guys don't have a shirt, now would be a good time to get them cheap.
Or if you feel like helping us get to New York because you want to see us.
Because we're going
to
burn the city down.
Bucks.
If you guys want to be a part of that, I highly suggest thejamhole.com/donate. Fuck. I'm so tired. I have to go to work tomorrow, too.
Awesome.
All right. We'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam.